Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
More interesting news from Rome Resources this week. The company has announced results from Mont Agoma, where it continues to undertake an aggressive and substantial exploration program. Here to tell us the details, it's Paul Barrett, the CEO of Rome. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Alistair.
So tell us a little bit about what the latest findings from Mont Agoma are.
So as we've been reporting over the past 12 months, really, we've been drilling away at Mont Agoma and Kalai, which are the two tin, well, Kalai is tin, Mont Agoma is tin and copper and zinc prospects in the eastern DRC. So now we're at the end of that phase of drilling. We've got a lot of really interesting information and results coming through. We're at a stage where we feel as though we have enough information to put out an initial mineral resource estimate, which will be coming out in September. And then we're hoping to go back to drilling to fill in some of the unknowns and to chase what we now see as potential for doubling the resource by a repeat section in Mont Agoma to the east, but we can talk about that in more detail.
Yeah, so I mean, there are some new zones that you're talking about in the most recent release, aren't there? There's zones that have stepped out, as I understand it, and also you've also established mineralization at depth, as perhaps you might have expected.
Yes, that's right. So the last kind of phase of the drilling was to, if you kind of visualize the fact that we've got an almost vertical dipping mineralization zone that as we step out to the east and drill in at an angle, we intercept it at deeper and deeper levels. So that's what we were doing in the last phase of drilling. And we started a hole out on the eastern flank, which quite surprisingly had some really good grades, I mean, up to about 2.5 almost percent of tin in the very shallow section, so in the top 30 meters. And it was quite a significant zone. And so that was a surprise to intercept that at surface. It's kind of outside the geochemical anomaly. So again, it was quite interesting. And we've drilled two deeper holes underneath that now, which really come up with an interesting model that we now have based on some of the lithologies that we're seeing of a faulted model, a strike slip fault that comes through the system and basically offsets the main tin copper zone in Mont Agoma to the north, and it brings it to the surface where we drilled it in 30, and it will is likely to go down deeper as you go to the southeast. So our next phase of drilling is going to be to step out even further to the east and intercept this repetition of the zone at depth. And what's interesting from the geological model point of view is that we'd always said, and it still holds, that copper rather tin comes out first in these systems. It's a higher temperature. It comes out deeper, crystallizes at a deeper point. And the copper comes out later at a higher point, a lower temperature. So we're seeing these high tin grades in the shallow, but actually they're deeper in the geological system. And so as we go to the southeast, we expect that to improve. So it's all looking quite positive for that part of Monte Gomo.
So you mentioned that your drilling is ongoing and that you've got a resource update coming up. So perhaps you could just sort of disentangle those two aspects of your current work program.
Yes, so we have just basically one rig operational at the moment. The other three are suspended. So it was always a plan in August about this time, because the helicopter's been in the bush for about 3 years. It has to go off for a major service. So it's about halfway through that major service out of country at the moment. And so it's an opportunity to pause the drilling. The assays take a long time. They've got to go through Lubumbashi and into Johannesburg and then to the lab, et cetera, et cetera. So it does take quite a long time for them to come back. So we're waiting for holes 27 and 28, which had very good tin and copper in the main zone. Those assays we're expecting in the next couple of weeks. So basically, it's given us time for these assays to catch up. And so the last couple of holes that we have probably won't get assayed in time for, you know, we have to press the button at some point to say, you know, let's do the resource on this. So the resource will cover Kalai, the tin, and it will cover the main Monte Gomo zone. The eastern zone really, I think, will be subject to an update, because we have the intercepts from 30A. So we'll have the two assays there coming through, but that probably won't be enough to invoke a resource running down to the southeast. We still need to drill a couple more holes. So that will come in an update probably in October. We would hope to be back to drilling once the helicopter's back and everything's up and running and maintenance has been finished. And that will then start drilling September. So, you know, it's looking like an October time for an update, which will include the new zone. So, yeah, it's, as ever, it's work in progress. It's quite iterative, but you know, it's pretty positive direction of travel.
I mean, you guys do keep the pace pretty swift, don't you? I mean, you've been sort of perhaps characterized it a bit lightly, but you've been sort of relentlessly drilling for months and months and months, and you continue to go, and the results come in. So, you know, you really are beginning to get quite a substantial understanding of what you've got in the ground there, I assume.
That's right. So what we're seeing now is, you know, the core parts of Kalai and Monte Gomo are pretty well understood now. We understand the direction of the ore shoots, the number of ore shoots, and the mineralization zone geometry. And so what's now happening is we're looking at, as I say, the eastern zone in Monte Gomo. We're looking at a northern extension to Kalai, which is undrilled, which has a geochemical soil anomaly for tin. So that's a low risk target, as is deeper in Kalai to get higher grades, deeper in Monte Gomo as well to get the higher grades. So it's almost, in a way, we've done all the kind of initial work to define where we have the mineralization. Now we're looking at how far it goes in all directions, down, deeper, north, south, east, and, well, not necessarily west, but, you know, we're pushing the boundaries of what we know by drilling further out.
I mean, you mentioned a moment ago, Paul, about a potential doubling of the resource. That's obviously a very significant statement to be making.
Well, I think it's relative from the geological model. I mean, what we're seeing is, if you didn't have that strike slip fault, and if you didn't have that repetition, so, or not repetition, but movement of the zone to come back up again, that zone may well have gone too deep for us to drill. So now, because of this fault and because it's come to surface at hole 30, we're seeing a whole new opportunity of accessible tin at a decent, reasonable depth in the eastern side. So, yes, I mean, it is. And the evidence for the fault, of course, it's very difficult. There's no There's no geological outcrop. There's no surface indications really of anything. But the holes have seen brecciated, broken up, silicified zones, very strong zones, suggesting pretty significant faults. And so I think our model, you know, obviously the proof of the putting is in the next two or three holes, but I think it's looking very, and as a geologist, you know, we've all come up with these ideas of why is that zone there, why is it not? Very complicated folding and all this kind of, to my mind, keep it simple. The simplest explanation is probably the most likely, and so that's what we've come up with.
And now you've mentioned grade a couple of times in this conversation in passing. What can you tell us sort of in general about the grade at Montagoma and at Kalae as well? You know, what can we infer from the types of grades you've been reporting?
Well, I think the tin zones in Montagoma in the main zone, I think we're still a little bit too high in the system to get the real, you know, greater than 2% grades. But hole 30 has shown us, we haven't got the assays, but we've got the XRF has shown us it's in excess of 2%. So I think the potential is there, slightly deeper than what we'd anticipated. So that's what we're looking at now. But the findings from 30 are really quite significant, as I said, 2.5% almost tin, very high grade. And so on the copper side, we're seeing very large amounts of copper. Certainly in the Montagoma main zone, we're seeing, you know, a 200 meter wide mineralization zone, we're seeing up to 13% copper. It's in the announcement we showed a photo of the core. It's quite photogenic. It's very impressive amount of copper in there. And so, you know, that will then fold into what we're doing, the metallurgical work to look at how we access the copper as a commodity as well as the tin. And so, because when it comes to be mined, being a hillside, basically you take off the top of the hillside, you're taking off all that copper to get to the tin, and therefore why throw it away? I think you know, we're doing the work to because if you look at copper at the moment, it's $13,000 a ton, so it's becoming a very interesting, a more interesting commodity than even it was a year ago.
Yeah, the copper grades are phenomenal, but the tin grades are phenomenal too, aren't they? I mean, if you compare your grades to what you might call a global average, they come out pretty well, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, they're at the top end. I mean, Alphamin and San Rafael in Peru are at the top end, you know, and Palmer South was roughly 2.5%. So we're on in line with that. We're seeing some of those cassiterite grades. So it is, yes. I mean, it's a world-class kind of play in terms of tin. And you have to go down, you know, some of the Cornish plays are maybe 1.5-2%, that kind of level. And then once you get beyond that, they're really, really can drop down into low grade, high volume, like the some of the Chinese operations. But this is very much a targeted, relatively well-defined area and higher grades. So yeah, I think it bodes well. And as we know, we're only 8 kilometers from Alphamin. And so, you know, there are synergies there at some point in the future.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in that regard. So to wrap it up, Paul, perhaps you could just go through the likely news flow that you guys have got coming ahead. I mean, you have touched on a couple of points, but perhaps just a quick recap.
So I think we've got there's a lot. I don't know what order they'll come in, but there's the assays of the existing holes that we have. They'll feed into the resource estimate, which we're hoping to get out in September. The further assays from future drilling. I mean, at the moment, we have sufficient funds in the company to resume a limited drilling campaign. So we'll try and do that in September. And then we will basically update the resource estimate, which will come out probably sometime in October, maybe towards the end of October. We've got the metallurgical study going on, which we will report on as and when results come in. We're also extending the geochemical soil survey, which is ongoing at the moment. So the results from that will be quite interesting, and that will guide our further drilling campaign strategy. So there is quite a lot coming out. basically by the end of the year, hopefully we've got a good resource estimate and a good plan for the next phase.
Well, we look forward to watching it all unfold, and good luck with it. Paul, thanks very much for talking to us.
No, thanks a lot, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.